This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Cardi B has dropped out of the fall Bruno Mars tour to focus on her and her baby's health. Yep, she says she and Culture are not physically up for the rigors of the road. Meanwhile, she and her husband Offset have purchased two Lamborghinis. Hers is blue, his is lime green. Lime green? Why would you pay $500,000 for a car that looks like puke? The Force is strong with Carrie Fisher's Princess Leia, who will continue to shine in the upcoming Star Wars Episode 9. Yep, the role will once again be played by the late actress, using previously unreleased footage shot for Star Wars The Force Awakens. Mark Hamill says continuing Star Wars with Carrie Fisher footage will be bittersweet. Oh yeah, for audiences too. After six movies, 22 years, countless bruises, and a broken ankle, Tom Cruise's death-defying Mission Impossible stunts continue to pay off at the box office. Mission Impossible Fallout is the number one film in the U.S., scoring $61 million in its initial take. The sixth film in the franchise is the most successful one of them all. Mission? Not impossible. Congrats, Tom. Kanye West's father, Ray West, is battling cancer. Sources tell us he's been diagnosed with prostate cancer, not stomach cancer, as has been widely reported. Kanye dropped everything to help his dad upon hearing the news. Ray is currently being treated in LA, and sources say he's responding well. The diagnosis comes 10 years after the death of Kanye's mother, Donda. We wish him well. Robin Williams' first wife, Valerie Velarde, has admitted she allowed the late comedian's infidelity during their marriage. Velarde, who was married to Williams from 1978 to 1988, opened up about the Good Will Hunting star in the new HBO documentary, Come Inside My Mind. Valerie said, quote, "He loved women, and I got it," unquote. And apparently, he did too. All the time. Detectives believe rapper XXXTentacion was gunned down during a random robbery, which occurred not long after he went to a bank to withdraw money for a new motorcycle. His lawyer says XXXTentacion, whose real name was Jazze Onfroy, had been leaving the Deerfield Beach dealership when he was ambushed by two gunmen and fatally shot inside his luxury BMW. Still sad. Taylor Swift is helping ease the pain of a Massachusetts city mourning the loss of a police officer. Weymouth Mayor Robert Hedlund said that Swift donated a significant number of tickets to the town for her shows in Foxborough, which were distributed among city police officers. Sergeant Michael Chestnut was shot and killed while investigating a car crash. What a nice thing to do. Good for you, Taylor. The final season of Game of Thrones will air in the first half of 2019. HBO president of programming Casey Bloys said, quote, "I'm not going to talk about what to expect from the final season, although it's pretty great," unquote. HBO is also working on a spin-off and have just begun to look for a director and a casting director. Meanwhile, Roseanne said, "I can do medieval nudity." No, you can't. Those closest to Demi Lovato attempted an intervention weeks before she suffered a drug overdose. Her team rallied for her to get help before she overdosed on drugs, but the singer refused treatment. Lovato is reported to be going to rehab once discharged from the hospital, but pals are concerned that she'll refuse to get help. Yep, guess she's sorry, not sorry. Too soon? Stranger Things' third season won't air until next summer. Netflix's VP of original content, Cindy Holland, said, quote, "It's a handcrafted show. Exec producers the Duffer Brothers and Sean Levy have worked really hard, and they understand the stakes are high, wanting to deliver something bigger and better than what they did last year," unquote. Okay, hopefully worth the wait. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra are engaged after just 2 months of dating. The proposal took place in London on Chopra's 36th birthday, with Jonas purchasing an engagement ring in New York from Tiffany's. Nick, 25, and the Quantico actors began dating in May. They've been photographed together frequently in the weeks since. Okay, I'd say 1 year, tops. Bobby Brown denied he was ever violent with his late wife, Whitney Houston. In 2003, Brown was charged with battery stemming from an altercation with Houston. She later appeared beside him in court with a bruise on her cheek when he turned himself into authorities. Brown is having a women's shelter built in the honor of their late daughter, Bobby Christina. Hey, it's his prerogative. What? French Montana was targeted in a home invasion. At least two armed robbers busted into his Calabasas home at 2 a.m. French and an unknown number of people were home at the time. No one was injured in the home, and we know no one required hospitalization. We don't know what, if anything, the robbers took. Cops are still investigating and don't have any suspects yet. French said, quote, unquote. Could there be a season 3 of Master of None? Netflix says yes if Aziz Ansari wants to. The second season of the series, which followed character Dev Shah through his romantic ups and downs in Europe, received great critical acclaim in 2017. In January, though, sexual misconduct allegations were brought forth against Ansari, which he denied. Stay tuned. The Trash Bin. Ryan Edwards has been arrested again. The Teen Mom OG star was booked for possession of a controlled substance. In March, Edwards was arrested at his Tennessee home for violating his probation related to a previous heroin possession. His ex-girlfriend, Macy Bookout, also got a restraining order against him. She has three kids, one with Ryan. Idiots.
The news wrap-up.
Spotify had 83 million paid subscriptions at the end of June, beating expectations, more than double Apple's 40 million paying. Twitter posted strong Q2 earnings, but monthly users dropped by 1 million. Amazon delivered record Q2 profits while sales missed Wall Street forecasts. Apple became the first American company to be worth over $1 trillion. Ka-ching!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Mission Impossible Fallout remains the number one film for a second week.
The number one album.
Drake Scorpion is the most popular album for a fourth week.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition continues its reign as top-selling app.
The number one book.
Origin by Dan Brown is the best-selling fiction book in the USA.
It's been 12 years since DJ Khaled released his debut album, Listen, the Album. He's released 10 studio albums and is one of the hottest producers working in the music industry today. Earlier this year, Khaled became the subject of considerable ridicule on Twitter after a 2014 interview resurfaced in which he stated that he would not perform oral sex on his wife. In the interview, Khaled called himself the king and said that he expected his wife to go down on him while refusing to do the same for her, arguing that, quote, it's different rules for men, unquote. Well, here's the very sexist DJ Khaled featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, and Chance the Rapper with the song of the week, No Brainer.
Hey, mama told you don't talk to strangers. Mama, but when you riding in that truck, you can't explain it. What you been waiting on this whole time? I blow the brains out of your mind. And I ain't talking about physically, I'm talking about mentally. She look like she nasty. Look at, she look like she classy. Look at, just look at her dancing. Look at her, she look at, I took her to the mansion. Yeah, yeah.
You sneak out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it changed your whole life. Up top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put him up if you with me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was DJ Khaled featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, and Chance the Rapper with the song of the week, No Oral. I mean, No Brainer. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.